Good evening. You are listening to Nerdin' Out on KXRW 99.9 FM. I'm your host, Liliana, and here we nerd out about any and everything. On today's episode of Nerdin' Out, we are going to be celebrating Pride. Since it is June and June is Pride Month, I'm going to be playing you a bunch of songs by queer artists, touching on some fun LGBTQ topics, and of course, I can't forget a smoking hot take for the day. So if that sounds fun to you, then be sure to stay tuned.
No, 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 no. away, no. Real loving is sure. The way that I love, there's no taking my place. Staring at you right in your face, no. Don't look away no more. I would kiss you, I live with you. You're broke, no, I can't fix you. I won't, no, I won't diss you. But babe, yeah, I might miss you. If you cold and needed shelter, I'd hold you, but not sweat you. No, we're not together, but babe, I won't forget you. But all you want, anyone I need is for you to be sure, na na na. For you to be sure, na na na. For you to be sure, na na na. What I need, what I need, what I need is to tell me that it shows, no, no, no. And who you do it for, no, no, no. Need you to be sure, no, no, no.
Our sponsor who makes programming like this possible.
Support for KXRW comes from Kindred Vancouver in Uptown. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable do-it-yourself living. With a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles, Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is available at kindredvancouver.com. That's K-I-N-D-R-E-D Vancouver.com.
And we're back. I'm your host, Liliana, and you're listening to Nerdin' Out. I want to keep today's episode upbeat and fun, but we can't go on without talking about why we still need Pride. We need Pride to honor the history of the LGBTQ plus rights movement, to provide visibility to those around the world, and to honor acceptance in the face of continuous discrimination. We need Pride because the LGBTQ community doesn't have rights everywhere, and the places they do, they're still being up for discussion. We need Pride because of the young teens that are too scared of coming out to their parents out of fear of being kicked out from their own own home and looked at like strangers by their loved ones. That is why we still need it. So don't ever forget that. Anyway, now, who else loved the Girls Like Girls movie? I thought it was so good, and I'm so happy that a lesbian movie is playing in theaters. I remember watching the music video when I was 11 years old for the first time, and I was obsessed with it. I wanted it to be a movie so bad, and now it is. The movie was so tea and really emotional. The actresses did an amazing job, and I was so happy when I saw that Stephanie Scott, the OG Coley, by the way, was one of the writers. I can't wait to see more sapphic media come to theaters in the future.
You know what they say, never waste a Friday night on a first date. But there I was, in my heels with my hair straight. And so I take him to this bar. This man wouldn't dance. He didn't ask a single question. And he was wearing these fuckly jeans. It doesn't matter though. He doesn't have what it takes to be with a girl like me. Not over dramatic. I know what I want. We're leaving the planet. You can't come.
Who the f*** y'all think running? Miss she her black vagina designer. Say Gucci Prada print. D-O-E, I'm a condo rich. Big Dolce Diva Donda Dandada Tokyo Honda drip. It's tweaking, it's geeking. Popping Dolce season. New persona, new vagina. Push back, but I'm still gon' get that. Labels quaking, this pitch. They mistaken, I'm that f***. Wrist stay frozen, cue the Trojans. Let's go, I'ma get I'm that, and you ain't no, I'ma get money type of. If you ain't getting money, don't type me. Crocodile Birkin might bite him. Can't hang with a if I don't like him. These niggas in these. I come through and it be crickets. I come through and moves be switching. I'm the problem, I'm the villain. I don't see these in these rickshaws. Throwing dirt on my name and he gon' hit still. Know who to play with. And these niggas know who to play with.
I just love all these artists so much. I can't help but dance when I hear these songs. I know, I have great taste. Speaking of great taste, I want to share a couple of queer bars and clubs that also have great taste and that I personally love going to. First on the list is Underbar. This is such a cute and cool spot and also just happens to be one of KXRW's sponsors too. They host all kinds of events and they got great drinks too. You definitely should check it out. Next up is CC Slaughter's. The staff are super friendly and it truly feels like a judgment-free zone. If you're feeling like you either want to hit the dance floor or have a relaxed night out, this spot is great for both. And last, but most definitely not least, Badlands. Badlands is a great spot for going dancing and good vibes. It's absolutely huge and has a bunch of room with a dance floor, a lounge area, and even a pool room. I went there last week and I had a blast. Please, please, please support local queer businesses. Just support queer businesses, period, and support your local drag queens and kings. If you know of any local queer owned businesses, whether it be your own, family, or a friend of yours, feel free to reach out to me on the Nerdin' Out Instagram page to share them with me. My handle is Nerdin' Out KXRW. That's NERDINOUTKXRW.
Coming in hot!
All right, are you guys ready for this one? I don't think you are. Okay, I like Dragula more than RuPaul's Drag Race. Listen, okay? Before you come for me, just hear me out. First, I want to say that I absolutely love RuPaul and everything that Diva has done for the community. I know that she is an absolute legend and an inspiration to many queer people out there. I love RuPaul. Let's not get that twisted, okay? Now, I like Dragula more because it is a little more niche and feels very unique. I love the horror, filth, and glamour thing. I just love horror and I love seeing the alternative queens. It's really unique to me. And the two bottom queens at the end of a challenge, instead of having them lip sync for their life, they do like scary and really crazy extermination challenges. Like one that I can remember off the top of my head is when they had these two drag queens hike for like 5 miles or something. I don't know, don't quote me, but it was really long. And then they had them bungee jump off the bridge they hiked to. In another episode, these queens got buried alive. Like, hello? It's just crazy and insane. And I love the overall concept more. Don't give me the chop, okay?
Hey, Billy, you there?
You wanna guess the color of my underwear? You wanna know what I got going on down there? Is it pretty in pink or all see-through? Is it showing off my brand new lower back tattoo? You wanna put them in your mouth, pull them all down south. You wanna turn this out, that's what I'm talking about. Put them in your mouth, pull them all down south. You wanna turn it out, that's what I'm talking about. Get spit it, pull it to the side and get all up. Where I'm impressed and might be mixed, send him to the day, I think he's with it. Try it, bite it, get spit it, pull it to the side and get all up. Where I'm impressed and might be mixed, eat it for lunch, you're so delicious. Don't have to guess the color of your underwear, already know what you got going on down. Lacy black pair with the little bows, the ones I picked out for you in Tokyo. I saw them when you sat down, they were peeking out. I'm gonna tell you right now, they're all I'm thinking about. I wanna try it, bite it, get spit it, pull it to the side and get all up. Kiss it, bite it, can I fit it? Charlie likes boys, but she knows I'd hit it.
It's all my fault.
You came with.
get a name, get a good thing while you can. Kiss a blind, kiss a, blind, kiss a friend, okay. Can a gay girl get an amen? Hey, same from before.
Commotion. I'm so bad, dudes thought I was AI. Ballin' like AI. Stick to a whole lot of paper like a stapler. Stack like Jenga. Any basic get stroked like a painter. It's funny how the mean girl open all the doors. I been told y'all, I'm the black Regina George. Bikini top, booty shorts, Megan Court. You was hating back then, now you finna hate more. I got influence, they do anything I endorse. I rush to be a bad b**ch in the sport.
I woke up hotter than I was yesterday. Don't care about no rules, cause I always get my way.
It's not my fault.
To Nerd and Out with me, Liliana, on KXRW 99.9 FM. Have a great night, and we'll be back with the next episode of Nerd and Out next month.